John Brown of Penn Warehousing says he's bidding for the Southport land and believes he could bring 1,100 good-paying jobs to the city if he wins the facility.
That marine terminal, if it's built out to its capacity, has the ability to turn to the state and city about $38 million of state taxes, city taxes, and job revenue and business revenue.
Work consultant Susan Hallen says Philadelphia has both the perfect property and workforce to expand.
Southport is the Port of Philadelphia's signal to the hundreds of domestic and international shippers and shipping companies who depend on the public general cargo facilities in the city of Philadelphia that there is and will be room to grow their business.
There's also talk of using the ground for an energy hub. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.